Down theme song introduces another session of Are You a Genius? Presented for American fighters and their allies, and conducted by that master halfwit, the genius who set record lows in every Army classification test, the star of this show, Mel Blanc.
That's me, fellas.
Who done that? Are You a Genius? This is a simple game. All you need is a pencil and paper and a few right answers. I ask a question, then comes music for half a minute or so, and then I give the correct answer. Each correct answer is worth a certain number of points. I'll give you the value of each question as we go along, and your genius rating is your total score. Everybody understand how to play the game? Right. In this session, we have six questions, all total to 100 points. Come, come now, students. This is Professor Blank telling you to get to your desks at once. Let's make a game of it, huh? The last one of us to get to his seat is an old rotten egg. Students, this is Rotten Egg Blank speaking. Oh, but let's not dally-dilly. Let's get right on with the questions. Here's the first one, which is fairly easy and nets you a goodly 15 points right off in the bat if you get it right. This is it. We speak of making a beeline for some place when the shortest distance is being indicated. With what bird is a similar expression associated? 15 points for this one. We speak of making a beeline for some place when the shortest distance is indicated. With what bird is a similar expression associated?
Look out!
Well, I told her to keep off the tracks. Well, that was a pretty easy starter, kids. You should have snagged 15 points for the with the greatest of ease. The expression having to do with the shortest distance between two points that includes the name of a bird is as the crow flies. Take 15 points for your genius score if you said that the expression was as the crow flies. I love birds because I come from Connecticut, and back there we have all kinds of them. You know, I've often learned to imitate a lot of them. I'll give you an idea. My first impression is of the silver-throated bullfinch. Then you too can be popular at parties. Here is the gray-tufted oriole, the flat-footed flamingo, the sparrow, robin. Before I learned to do these imitations, nobody asked me to go anywhere. Now they ask me to go anywhere. Speaking of birds, though, they're very smart, and they can tell if you like them. No kidding. Back in Connecticut, a bird with a red beak used to fly in my window every night. Nothing like that ever happens in Hollywood. If a bird with a red beak comes flying in your window out here, it's W.C. Fields. Ooh. Oh, Mel, this whole thing is ridiculous. You're telling me. Do you have to write that in the script? I know it without you putting it in there. And here we are at question number two, which is worth, let me see. Yes, this is good for another 15 points if you're on the ball. It's about geography, and this is it. Which of these capes is at the tip of South America? The Cape of Good Hope or Cape Horn? 15 points for a right answer. Which of these capes is at the tip of South America? The Cape of Good Hope or Cape Horn? Noisy little cuss, ain't I?
Well, here's the right comeback to that query for 15 points. The cape at the tip of South America is Cape Horn. That's right. The Cape of Good Hope is at the tip of South Africa. The correct answer to the question was Cape Horn. That's a cape at the tip of South America. Those geography questions get me all mixed up. I must have the poorest sense of direction in the world. No kidding. Some fellas have a natural born instinct that's just like a compass. They can find their way out of a trackless jungle, but not me. I remember one time when I got lost in the washroom at the Ritz. It cost me 35 cents in nickels to get out of the place.
Get you on in nickels.
What am I laughing at? I had to bribe the janitor. Here we are. Here we go. I was out of nickels. I had to bribe him. Yes. What do you know? I'm lost again. Where's my place? Oh, yes. This is We the People. No, I remember the question. Sure. Sure, Blank. How can you be so stupid?
Well, it isn't easy.
What a stupid... Oh, never mind. Just go on with the questions, will you? All right, I will. Quit pushing me! Now we arrive at the third question, which is good for 10 points and should be a cinch for all you guys who know something about medical terms. Here's the question. If you had been sitting in a chair reading all evening, and when you got up you found that you had suddenly developed acute paresthesis of the right foot, what more common term would you use to describe your predicament? 10 points for this one, and logical reasoning will help you. If you had been sitting in a chair reading all evening, and when you got up, you found that you had suddenly developed acute paresthesis of the right foot, what more common term would you use to describe your predicament?
I can hear the guitar playing on the beach and oh, now. I can hear Hawaiian saying,
What's up, Doc?
Okay, that's enough of that. Well, that one might have sounded tough, but it wasn't. It says here, if your foot had suddenly developed acute paresthesis, it would have gone to sleep. That's right. If you suspected that, you've grabbed yourself another 10 points towards the final score. If your foot had developed acute paresthesis, it would have gone to sleep. And while we're on that subject, attention all yardbirds. Do you have trouble sleeping while on KP duty? When you start to doze off to dreamland, do little things annoy you and keep you awake? Little things like the mess sergeant? They do? Then try a package of Sleep It Off tablets. Sleep It Off tablets will make you drift away on a mellow cloud. You'll forget the cares of the day and dream.
Sleep It Off tablets, they are grand. Make you sleep to beat the band. 25 cents, it's the only brand.
Are you resting? Good. Then I'll tiptoe away and not disturb you. Brother, is that silly? Well, here's question number 4, which concerns your knowledge of the meaning of words. A correct answer gets you 15 points, and here's the query. Which one of the following does not lay eggs? Gadflies, gadwalls, or gadzooks? 15 points if you pick out the gadflies, gadwalls. Okay, here's the answer that gets you 15 points. The one of those that doesn't lay eggs is gadzooks. It's an exclamation often heard in the plays of William Shakespeare and is a word of indefinite meaning. The closest expression we have would probably be holy mackerel. The main thing is that gadzooks do not lay eggs, although many times the actors who use the expression did. That was worth 15 points, and now we turn... Well, bless my soul if the next question isn't a musical one. And when I say musical, I mean musical. Joe the bartender plays the piano, and I play the cigar box fiddle. Anybody who objects to this can leave the room.
Gee, I didn't think Joe would go, too.
Well, he can't go any farther than his chain reaches.
Today you are going to hear 3 songs, and we'll call them the Gold Brick Concerto.
because each one of the tunes has something to do with not wanting to work. You get 10 points for each one you guess the title to. Okay, here's the first song about a goal break. That one was easy, and you should all have copped off 10 points. The name of the tune was Lazy Bones. And here's the next one. Somebody opened the window. Doesn't smell right. Oh, that tune was Up a Lazy River. Just going down for the third time. If you guess the title of it, in spite of the way we played the melody, you have a great ear for music and all the qualities of an FBI man. Take 10 points for Up a Lazy River, and here's the last Gold Brick song. This one goes back a few years, and it's a little tougher. Remember that one? It was written by Irving Berlin many years ago, but it has become almost a standard number, so you should have recognized it. The name of it is Lazy. That's right, Lazy got you the last 10 of the 30 points in this musical memory department. This last question isn't difficult if you pay close attention, and it will get you 15 points if you know the right answer. If a perfect bowling score is 300, and you make it by scoring 30 points for each 10 frames, how many balls must you roll to score this perfect game? This is a chance for the guys who are familiar with bowling to grab 15 points. How many balls must you roll in order to get a perfect bowling score?
Surprise and come out at night. Deep in the heart of Pennsylvania, a star surprise, come out at night. Deep in the heart of, yes, Texas. Surprise, come out at night. Deep in the heart of my Texas. Not so bright, come out at night. Deep in the heart of the Texas.
Yes, and snappy like the Dickens, here's the answer. In order to roll a perfect score in bowling, you must use 12 balls. You have to roll 2 more balls than there are frames to score the last strike. Take 15 points if you said that to get a perfect score in bowling, you must roll 12 balls. While you're adding up your tallies to see how close you came to the top genius score of 100 points, let me remind you once more that if you think of a query that might fit into this mental free-for-all, will you mail it to Are You a Genius, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA? Thanks, fellas. And when you write, be sure and let us know if you heard this program by shortwave or over a local station. Thanks again. And now this is Mel Blanc, the old shovelhead, saying so long and slipping you a confidential tip. Don't, yes, don't miss the next episode of this stock drama. What happens to Susie, the salesgirl, after she is promoted and becomes manager of the department store balcony? Does she work hard, or does she loll around all day on her mezzanine? Are You a Genius is produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.